that does it all. They offer in-home service and are very experienced in all aspects of your job, from small to large. Conveniently located on North Prospect at 920 West Town Center Boulevard in Champaign, or visit online at FlorinAmericaChampaign.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
She has a list of demands before she talks. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Christine Blasey Ford's negotiating with senators on testifying about her claims. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh groped and tried to sexually assault her when they were teenagers in 1982. She won't be going Monday, but maybe later next week under certain conditions.
First, they don't want any lawyers to do the questioning, only members of the committee. Second, Judge Kavanaugh cannot be in the room. And finally, they want Kavanaugh to go first. But it seems at least one of those is a non-starter. A senior staffer told Fox it only makes sense for the accused to follow and respond to the charges.
That's Fox's Kristen Fisher. Democrats still want an FBI investigation first.
I would call it a railroad job. And it's totally unfair.
That's Senator Mazie Hirono. Kavanaugh says he's eager to clear his name. President Trump just tweeted that Kavanaugh is a fine man with an impeccable reputation who's under assault by radical left-wing politicians who don't want to know the answers. They just want to destroy and delay. The lawyer, who used to be considered President Trump's fixer, is now cooperating with the investigation. The president calls a witch hunt, and Fox's John Decker's live at the White House.
President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, reportedly discussed President Trump and his business dealings in Russia with special counsel Robert Mueller. According to published reports, Cohen has met with investigators from Mueller's team multiple times, including within the past month. Last month, Cohen pleaded guilty to 8 criminal charges, including campaign finance violations. He told a federal judge that President Trump directed him during the presidential campaign to buy the silence of 2 women who alleged they had sexual encounters with Mr. Trump before he became president. Dave?
John, they found another body a week after Hurricane Florence hit. It was in a pickup truck underwater in South Carolina. It's now 42 deaths blamed on the storm. More than half of those killed were in vehicles washed away or submerged. As the flooding recedes in some areas, places along the South Carolina coast worry about rising water next week as swollen rivers flow to the ocean. Fox News, fair and balanced.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Dr. Bob Arnott for Salon Pass.
I'm training for the world's most grueling paddleboard race. 32 miles of open ocean, high winds, and surf. Naturally, I get a lot of muscle pain. 50 years in medicine has taught me what to look for in a pain reliever. Powerful, targeted, non-addictive, and available without a prescription. I found it in Salon Pas Lidocaine Plus. It has 2 powerful anesthetics that numb nerves right where it hurts. Salon Pas gives me relief.
They still don't know what triggered a woman to go on that shooting spree yesterday while she was at work at a Rite Aid distribution center in Aberdeen, Maryland.
She had reported for her workday as usual, and around 9 a.m. the shooting began, striking victims both outside the business and inside the facility.
Sheriff Jeffrey Gaylor, the shooting sent panicked people running, hiding. 3 were killed, 3 more injured, and then the woman killed herself. In Prince George's County, Maryland, there will be no charges against a man who shot and wounded 2 police officers. Why not? They went to the wrong apartment serving a search warrant.
9 Prince George's County police officers were executing the search warrant on Wednesday. The 2 who were shot are expected to be okay. The man who lives at that apartment fired on the officers when they opened the door, then dropped the weapon when he realized who they were. Police Chief Hank Stawinski says their investigation led them to incorrectly conclude that the apartment belonged to a suspected drug dealer.
And I am convinced that he did not intentionally fire that weapon at police officers because they were police officers. I believe he fired that weapon because he felt he was defending himself and his daughter.
He says no charges will be filed against the man who did not hear officers announce themselves. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A disaster in Tanzania. A crowded ferry capsized that sank on Lake Victoria. More than 100 people are dead. Dozens of others are missing and feared dead. Rescuers have pulled at least 37 people out of that lake alive. In Minnesota, they're cleaning up possible tornado damage south of Minneapolis after storms hit last night, damaging homes, tossing around small planes in an airport. On Wall Street, stock futures up the day after the Dow and the S&P 500 hit new record highs. Football fans can finally cheer in Cleveland. Carlos Hyde's second TD was the game-winning score in the Browns' 21-17 comeback victory over the New York Jets on NFL Network. Cleveland was down 14-0, then rallied back to snap a 19-game winless streak. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Be aware of road closures today before tonight's Illini football game. The game star Kirby Avenue between 1st and 4th Streets will be closed starting this morning and remain closed through all of tomorrow. A section of Peabody Drive will be closed this afternoon. Also, a section of 1st Street will close starting mid-morning, extending to Stadium Drive later, and it'll reopen around halftime. Do you feel like you're getting more scam calls on your cell phone? You are not alone, and it could get worse. First Orion, a company that provides phone carriers and their customers caller ID and blocking technology, says nearly half of all cell phone calls next year will come from scammers. The firm projects a major increase in incoming spam calls, going from 3.7% of total calls in 2017 to 29% this year to a projected 45% by early 2019. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, Van from Heel to Toe Shoes in downtown Urbana. Hey, know you hate to think about things other than baseball, but if you need some comfortable shoes for when you're at work, you really should come see us. We know what we're doing, and we've got anywhere from, you know, good dress casuals to safety-toed work boots that'll be just awesome. Make your feet feel great. Heel to Toe, 106 West Main, downtown Urbana. Check us out on Facebook.
Been planning a milestone anniversary trip to Hawaii? Or maybe you're taking the entire family on your first European adventure. Wherever you're planning on going, the U of I Community Credit Union wants you to fly on us. No, we aren't starting an airline. But with the Illini Visa Rewards Card, you can score thousands of points to fly anywhere in the world. Fly on us at the U of I Community Credit Union. Right now, new Illini Visa cardholders will receive 50,000 bonus points when you spend $5,000 or more in purchases within the first 90 days. See the mountains in Colorado, explore the outback in Australia, or check out the Northern Lights in Alaska or Iceland. Redeem points to fly anytime, anywhere, with no blackout dates, including flights on Southwest and JetBlue. Hurry, this is a limited time offer, so apply online today at IlliniCard.org. That's IlliniCard.org.
U of I Community Credit Union for campus and community.
Hey guys, this is Scott Miller, local McDonald's owner-operator. Have you ever been at work and are craving your favorite McDonald's burger but are too busy to leave? Or have you ever been at home and just wished McDonald's would come to you? Well, your prayers have been answered. I'm excited to introduce McDelivery through Uber Eats. You can get McDonald's delivered to you anywhere in Champaign-Urbana 24 hours a day. All you have to do is download the Uber Eats app on your smartphone device. Why leave your home when we can bring your favorite McDonald's order McDelivered to you? Again, just download the Uber Eats app and you can get McDonald's delivered to you 24 hours a day with McDelivery.
Next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Well, kind of great conditions this morning, but then it's out of here this afternoon. High 82, 53 our low tonight, 74 the high tomorrow, down to 48 with partly cloudy conditions. Sunny on Sunday with a high 79, low 56. Scattered showers and thunderstorms back in the forecast Monday and Tuesday. 75 now on ESPN 93.5.
Biggest national story is Brett Kavanaugh being accused of a woman who said that she was nearly raped by him 36 years ago. It's totally unprovable at this point. It's he said, she said, disconcerting how many of the left have totally bought in and said he's guilty, and if he's confirmed, they'll impeach him. Just on an accusation. Alan Dershowitz cannot believe this. Geraldo Rivera, known liberal, said this is just to delay. He's been around the block many times. That Nancy Feinstein did this to delay the confirmation of the inevitable Brett Kavanaugh, and that's it. I mean, that's what they're trying to do, delay past the midterms on the slight hope that they could take control of the Senate
and put the total kibosh on Brett Kavanaugh. That's what's going on. And for her to demand that he speak first after being accused is so against due process. That's not going to happen, or it should not happen. No way. All right, let's get a recap from our friend Eben Brown, who's back home in Miami at the Radio Bureau, Fox News Miami. Spent a lot of time in the flooding, North Carolina, and the hurricane and everything else. How are you, my friend?
Tired. How are you?
I bet so. Well, the storm was a 1. The flooding was a 10, right? I mean, this was really bad flooding there.
The flooding has really been the horrific aftermath of the storm. With 13 rivers alone in North Carolina that had flooded and had reached flood stage, and then I believe they were supposed to have crested yesterday, and they're supposed to be receding now. But the damage is really it's kind of just out there. Let me explain this. Flood water is just, it's not, you know, heated chlorinated pool water that we all love.
Right,
it's gross. It's mucky. It's carrying everything it's picked up along the way. Mm-hmm. And in this case, that includes both human and animal waste because they ran over a bunch of sewer lines and hog farms and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it also overran old power plants, old coal power plants, and picked up ash, perhaps, from the ash pits. So there's a lot of ugly stuff in this floodwater that's going to be deposited all over the place and just cause yet further environmental and health, catastrophes.
When has everything crested, or has it crested at this point?
I'm told everything crested yesterday, but they could get out and measure and find out that that's not the case. So we'll just have to wait and see.
What a mess. It'll take a long time to recover from all this in North Carolina, won't it?
And billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Time will be one thing, money will be another. And the people who live there are going to, you know, their lives are now, there's a demarcation line in their lives of before Florence and after Florence. That's just how these things work.
As a news guy, I know you have plenty of perspective. Does it continue to remind you how blessed you are and what you get to do and all these things? You see, you have to cover some of this stuff that's just hard to forget.
Well, it's like I've done a number of these. When you see destruction and you know what these people are going to go through, it certainly tugs at your heart and you feel for them. There's really not much you can do about it other than just to tell people about their stories,
right?
Because what you want to do is hope that people learn from this. You want to hope that if it was someone who lived near the coast that didn't evacuate and now regrets that because of a storm surge, that you can convince 5 other people by telling the story that they should evacuate when the storm surge comes. If it's people who lived inland and they ended up with river flooding and they didn't have flood insurance, you hope that maybe you'll convince 5 other people now to go get flood insurance because your homeowner's policy doesn't cover flood damage. And that's what you really hope for.
Eben, good work, my friend. Get some rest. Thanks for all your coverage. We appreciate you.
You got it.
Eben Brown, Fox News Radio, Miami, Florida, ESPN 93.5.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer? Or pizza and beer with all the games on a 16-foot big screen? Nope. That's why Rafter's Draft and Dough is dedicated to all 3. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a 5-beer flight of the always rotating craft beers on tap. Rafter's, the place to be to cheer on your favorite team this fall. Rafter's Draft and Dough on Bradley Avenue, right across from Triple T Car Wash in Champaign. And find them on Facebook.
Headphones, case, charger.
Walmart has everything.
Oh, you must love your phone.
Yeah, but I could use a break from my mobile bill.
Switch to Walmart Family Mobile. They have unlimited plans starting as low as $24.88 a month.
I can dump my old plan, but keep my phone and number?
Text BYOP to 611-611 to check your phone's compatibility.
Easy.
Get everything you love about Walmart and mobile. Walmart Family Mobile. Standard messaging and data rates may apply. Always refer to the privacy policy at myfamilymobile.com/privacy policy. And terms and conditions at myfamilymobile.com/terms and conditions.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Enjoy Urbana Park District events year-round. The Senior Club for people age 50-plus meets the second Tuesday of each month at noon. Inquire about the potluck meal with entertainment. Meet friends new and old. Members like trips and excursions of all interests. Residents pay just $12 and $15 for non-residents. Want more information about the Senior Club with the Urbana Park District? Call 367-1544 or go online to urbanaparks.org. That's urbanaparks.org.
ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines, Diane Ducey.
Cubs and Cardinals had the day off yesterday. The Cubs will face the Chicago White Sox on the south side. 3:10 start heard on US 105.9. And who knows how the White Sox will respond after their 11 innings yesterday, beating Cleveland 5-4. Now the St. Louis Cardinals will have their finale homestand at Busch as they take on the San Francisco Giants. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Good morning, everyone. The Cardinals back on the field tonight at Busch Stadium. Just one final homestand of the 2018 regular season. The Giants in town for three beginning tonight, then the Milwaukee Brewers. Tonight, it's John Gant on the mound against Madison Bumgarner, Wainwright, and Rodriguez. Scheduled for tomorrow, Michaelis and Suarez on Sunday. Game time is 7:15 tonight. That means I have Ameren Total Access at 6:20. The Cardinals remain in the second wild card spot in the National League after taking two of three from the Atlanta Braves. Here is Cardinals manager Mike Schilt on Fox Sports Midwest.
That's kind of what we want to do, right? We win series, we'll be fine. So great series. You know, again, tying run to the plate in the night on the road. 2-3 against the club leading their division. I feel pretty good about it. Look forward to going home and playing the Giants.
We'll talk to you tonight for baseball on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
All right, on to the NFL. Browns over the Jets. I know I'm looking forward to the Bears in Arizona on Sunday. I know your Saints are in action.
Yeah, Saints play at Atlanta.
Atlanta.
So Falcons are good. Yeah.
Okay. So, and we've got our Hall of Fame induction ceremony that's free to the public Saturday, tomorrow at 2, in case you want to pop by the State Farm Center and see that. There's a lot of hubbub happening, of course, with Memorial Stadium hosting four different teams, four different games, I should say. And Unity and Olympia is the one we're spotlighting at 1 o'clock. But the late game at 7 is Rantoul and STM. I think it's pretty cool they're doing Saturday action at Memorial Stadium. Quite a production. My dancing daughter, Anna Anderson, with the Unity Rockettes. And the coach was trying to go over how they're going to perform at halftime on the football field at Memorial Stadium. What a neat opportunity.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's awesome that the U of I letting them do all that. That's great. Yep.
And, of course, the Illini in action at 8 o'clock tonight against number 10. And Penn State, and right now they're 28-point favorites. Illinois volleyball, though, 11-0 on the season, taking on Purdue at West Lafayette. Purdue's ranked number 16. We're ranked number 8. This is the Big Ten opener for both teams. Well, Tiger Woods and Ricky Fowler in Atlanta.
It's a final. It's East Lake. It's the PGA Championship. It's a $10 million bonus for the FedEx. Somebody will get that. Ricky Fowler and Tiger are tied, top the leaderboard. They both shot 65, which is 5-under on a very difficult golf course. But Tiger, it is fun to have him back, and he just looks so good. The guy is close to winning again, and these are the top 30 players as produced through the year for points. And then the Ryder Cup gets started in Paris Tuesday. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Right? And, of course, the pay-per-view event with Tiger and Phil coming up right around Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Will you pay for that,
Well,
Stevie?
If the kids want to, I'm in.
Okay.
Otherwise, as an individual, I would not.
I see.
Let's check the weather.
Okay, we've got morning showers, but partly cloudy by this afternoon. High 82, low 52. 74 the high on Saturday, down to 48 in the evening for those football games at Memorial Stadium for the high school athletes. Sunny on Sunday with a high 79, low 56. We're currently at 76, ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll check your Fox Business Minute and come back. You can always text us, 359-2255. You can always text in if you'd like. Good to have you listening on this Friday. We got, again, our J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase tomorrow at 1 with Unity taking on Olympia. By the way, Unity's going to win that game. They're going to go 1-4, get off the snide, and maybe put a little win streak together. That's what I think. Okay, we'll be right back. It is 8:20 from the Pines in Urbana. This is Stevie J. We'll be right back.
The Fox Business Network. Investors around the world in a buying mood after the Dow and S&P 500 hit all-time highs Thursday, cheered on by President Trump at a rally in Las Vegas.
Jobless claims just hit a 50-year low, 50.
But a couple of major U.S. companies are just the latest to warn that the president's tariffs are affecting business. Chipmaker Idaho-based Micron says tariffs on Chinese goods will weigh on its financial results this year. Walmart also warning it might have to raise prices. Some investors smelling the green when it comes to marijuana stocks as Canada gets ready to legalize pot next month. Shares of Level Brands jumping 5% in pre-market when it announced five new cannabidiol products under the Kathy Ireland Heath and Wellness brand. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
I used to post to job boards only to be overwhelmed with resumes,
which made it easy to miss a great candidate.
That old process was not smart. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology finds the right people
and actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
This is my reason for why. The fact is, guys don't. At least three, most likely four guys, have made it pretty clear they don't want to play with LeBron James. Why? Here's the bottom line truth. When you have a star that big, and quite honestly, when you have a personality like LeBron's, it sucks the air out of the room. All the attention goes there. You don't even have to go to stardom to know this. You have buddies like this. Hell, I gotta be honest, there's probably times I'm like this. Suck the air out of the room. Me, me, me. Let's talk about my career, my life. Most guys with microphones, by the way, are like that. And it's insufferable. Including from me. So that's what guys are dealing with. And ultimately, when you win with LeBron, who do you think gets credit? Is Jimmy Butler going to get credit for the Lakers' success? Is Kawhi Leonard going to get credit for the Lakers' success? Or is, once again, all the air going to be sucked straight over to where the credit is with LeBron James?
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
You've been there, right? You put on that jacket you haven't worn in like 6 months. Reach into the pocket and find a McCafe brewed coffee. Well, not really, but there is a crumpled old dollar in there. And on McDonald's 1-2-3 dollar menu, that's the price of any size McCafe brewed coffee or a savory sausage biscuit. Oh, and check the other pocket, too. Could be a tasty sausage McMuffin in there. Find more $1 breakfast favorites on the 1-2-3 dollar menu at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Tax extra.
Guys, let's be real. When you look good, you feel good. At the JCPenney Wardrobe Sale, you can get 50% off select men's suits, separates, sport coats, dress pants, and accessories. Plus, select dress shirts, buy one, get one free. Raise your game with Collection by Michael Strahan. All the right looks to take your style to the next level. Also, save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon, or extra 15% off with any other method of payment. Hurry in. JCPenney, style and value for all.
Pricing and coupon valid 9/13 and 9/23. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for coupon.
It's our friend Terry Lipscomb. How are you?
I am great. How about you?
Chief Development Officer, Mercy's Refuge. Explain what Mercy's Refuge does.
Well, Mercy's Refuge is a residential program offered at no cost and designed to nurture a woman in crisis as she becomes the person that she was created to be.
You are doing a big deal downtown Champaign tomorrow night. Tell me about it.
Well, it is called Endless Summer, and it is Saturday, September 22nd from 5 to 11 p.m. to benefit Mercy's Refuge. And you would want to join us at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in downtown Champaign for live music from Deja Vu with special guest Candy Foster, tons of fun band, Captain Rat and the Blind Rivet. Admission is just $10 and benefits Mercy's Refuge. Attendees will have a chance to win $2,500 with the cash raffle. There will be a car and truck cruise in for your viewing pleasure, plus food vendors on hand, and you can win great items with the Endless Summer Silent Auction. You need not be present to win the raffle tickets or the $2,500 cash. You can purchase those tickets in advance at lifechangeshere.org. That's lifechangeshere.org, and press the event button.
I'm just thinking to myself, Main and Walnut, 5 to 11 tomorrow for this concert. What's a business that's nearby?
The News Gazette. There is a municipal parking lot.
Okay, I know where you're going. I know.
Exactly what I needed to hear.
That's all I needed to hear. News Gazette, we know exactly where. Okay, so again, 5 to 11. Too bad you couldn't get familiar bands. That's too bad.
Right, yeah. And Captain Rat and the Blind Rivets, they haven't played probably a few years now.
Captain Rat has been around. Tons of fun.
They're reuniting, though.
They are?
Yeah.
Because I got Captain Rat and the Blind Rivets on WLS in 1984 for the Rose Bowl.
That's right.
They had the Fighting Illini and Rose Bowl, Fighting Illini and Pasadena. And I handed that cassette tape to Les Grobstein, who was on with Larry Lujack back in the day. And that got on WLS.
Nice.
Because I got him on there.
Oh, those guys are terrific.
Oh, my God.
All that proves is that I'm 104 years old. All that proves. Terry, I hope it goes well. I hope you raise a lot of money for Mercy's Refuge. Thanks for all you do. And we appreciate it. And just hope there's a ton of people out there.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Terry Lipscomb with Mercy's Refuge.
Right.
Tomorrow night, downtown Champaign,
near
the News
11.
Gazette. 5 to 11. I mean, man, Deja Vu, Candy Foster, tons of fun, and Captain Rat.
That's right.
Man, that's a bunch of good music
there.
It's
a good party.
It's going to be fun.
And you get that $10 wristband to get in.
How about Jay Layman?
He's Illini True, Orange and Blue. He's lived it, and now you can hear it from him directly. Join Illini great and All-American linebacker Jay Layman on the Jeremy Warner Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. on ESPN 93.5. Enjoy insight into Illinois and Big Ten football all season, thanks to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, Mosser Shoes, Coldwell Banker Marvin Turner, and Flooring America. Can't catch the show live? Get the podcast on demand at ESPNCU.com.
Need an oil change? See your Champaign and Danville CarX man. Right now at CarX Tire and Auto. Get a full-service oil change starting at $19.99 with tire rotation and brake inspection. From oil changes to engine repair and everything in between, CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years now with 12 Central Illinois locations. CarX has the right oil for your vehicle. And now for just $19.99. Stop in, call, or schedule online at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Jeremy Warner and Jay Layman are breaking down each Illini game every Monday morning on ESPN 93.5. Starting at 10 a.m., join them for comments and qualified insight into not only Illinois football, but the entire Big Ten. Can't catch it on the radio? Catch the podcast at ESPNCU.com. Thanks to Little Legends Learning Center, Ford and Chrysler of Hoopston, Luther Falls Custom Kitchens, and Get Out and Go RV. Don't miss Jay Layman every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on The Jeremy Warner Show on ESPN 93.5.
There's a time for work. There's a time for play. There's a time to do things you don't do every day. There's a place to go for the tools and machines and people with knowledge about these things. We've been here since 53 to meet your
at
Body and Soul, they take pride in giving you the perfect fit for your athletic shoes. Their team of experts will help you in selecting the style that fits your purpose and your feet. Body and Soul has offered the best prices and best quality for more than 30 years. And they aren't just shoes. Whether it's walking, running, swimming, or biking, or whether it's for you or the whole team, visit Mike or Jed and their experienced staff at Body and Soul, Route 45 Savoy. Call 356-8926 or visit Body, the letter N, SoulSports.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $28.99 or a Mobil 1 Oil Filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Yeah!
In town for the Fighting Illini Western Illinois game? Bake Rosati's Pizza. Authentic Chicago pizza at 701 South Gregory Street in Campustown. Fill up on pasta, pizza, calzones, sandwiches, and wings before Lovie Smith and his men take the field at Memorial Stadium. We know you want some. Rosati's Pizza for lunch or dinner. 701 South Gregory in Urbana. Call ahead at 328-2334 or check out a complete menu at myrosatis.com/Urbana. And go Illini!
Alrighty, the author of the book titled Thrive Affordably. Yeah.
I'm going to take notes on that one.
Yeah, Jennifer Streaks. I visited with her, a new one.
Always looking forward to your text, too, at 359-2255. Yep. Or Chris in Homer says the Illini by four.
Let's
tomorrow.
Oh,
or tonight.
Tonight, yeah. I know, got to get used to tonight.
Exactly.
There's a football game tonight, 8 o'clock.
Go Illini.
Yeah. It's 8:30.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter claims Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is under assault by radical left-wing politicians who don't want answers. They just want to destroy and delay. Christine Blasey Ford, meantime, may speak to senators about her sexual assault accusation against Judge Kavanaugh.
If she appears at a hearing, Ford doesn't want to be in the same room with Judge Kavanaugh, and she wants him to testify first. Those are some of the conditions her lawyers have given lawmakers. Ford also doesn't want a lawyer to do the questioning, only members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Her legal team also says Monday is not possible, but Ford may be available another day later next week.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The president of Vietnam died. Tran Dai Quang was 61 years old. A state-run newspaper reports he'd been sick with a virus since last summer and went into a coma yesterday afternoon. President is the second highest political position in Vietnam after the head of the Communist Party. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An open house is planned for later today so that Fowler Farm can show how it provides a chance for students to be outdoors and discover new interests. The open house is set for 5 until 6:30 p.m. today. The News Gazette says the project is funded by a grant from the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. Fowler Farm is now in its third year. The project started off focusing on sustainable gardening. It has expanded to include chickens and a pond dug by students. The website Niche, which provides reviews of colleges all across the country, has revealed the toughest colleges to get into in Illinois for 2019. The University of Chicago was named the hardest college in the state to get into. Northwestern University came in second place. Robert Morris University, Illinois, was third. The University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign was named the fourth hardest school to get into. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 weather forecast, the all-important weather forecast for all our tailgating this afternoon, all the Illini Walk stuff at 5:45. How do we look, Diane Ducey?
Looking good. Morning clouds and some precipitation. Windy, but by today and into the evening tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy, high 82, low 53. Partly cloudy on Saturday's forecast with a high 74, low 48. 79 the high on Sunday with sunshine. Right now the temperature's at 76. ESPN 93.5.
All right, we caught up with Kent Brown from the DIA, media relations ace, about what's happening today.
Kirby will be closed between 1st and 4th from 9 till who knows what time, probably close to 10:30 or so, I guess, tomorrow night. First Street's going to close off there around the stadium this afternoon. Some of the parking lots are already open. Some that are university lots will, because of employees who work during the day, because the day is a work day, of course. You know, we'll have a little bit shifted hours, but most of our parking lots are already open. So it's going to be a little bit different traffic flow around, and so fans, you know, people who are driving through town just need to be aware of that.
That's Kent Brown. We talked to him earlier this morning, and happy to have him on. We really appreciate his information. Always good. We were talking about the Doobie Brothers coming to the State Farm Center. That's kind of cool. It's really, really cool that they're coming in because it's pretty cool. They're just really, really good at what they do. Doobie Brothers coming in. They are a four-time Grammy winner. And we'll give out tickets for getting October 1. Who doesn't like the Doobies? Come on, man. I want to buy seats for the Doobies October 10 at State Farm Center. Well, she's a financial expert, author of Thrive Affordably, Jennifer Streaks. She's in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. I always like talking to financial experts. Do you follow your own rules?
I try to. Not all the time, but I put in a, you know, really good effort.
What's your book about?
I tell people how to make everyday choices that are going to make them, you know, put more money in their savings account, make them live their best life without breaking the bank. That's the tagline. Because you would be surprised how much money we waste on everyday items like transportation, coffee every day, eating out, you know, two and three times a week. And you can turn around and do so many other productive things with that money. And that's what I try to teach people.
Penny wise, pound foolish?
Right, exactly.
All right. So the little things, the $4.99s add up.
The little things.
Yep.
They do, and quickly.
But how do you know what's right for you?
Well, I think you have to go through your budget. You have to go through your ATM receipts. I get a lot of people that say at the end of the month, I don't know why I don't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, well, are you looking at your checkbook? Are you looking at your debit card receipts? When you get that bank statement in the mail, you know, check and see what you're spending your money on. It's right there in black and white. And if you see that, it's a lot of brunches, a lot of Uber and Lyft. There's a lot of, you know, like we said, the $4.99 coffee.
Yeah.
Then you need to make some changes.
Would people be surprised if they kind of kept a diary for 30 days on where every dime goes?
You know, I think they would really be surprised because, like I said, it's the little thing. And it's the constant ATM withdrawals. You think you're only taking out $20. But if you're doing it four times a week, that's $80 times four is, you know, $300 and some a month.
Yeah.
And so it adds up really quickly, and it is the little thing. So, yeah, I tell people to sit down and really highlight where their money goes.
Well, one thing that, you know, caught our attention is a story about Americans that crammed 2.5 billion square feet of storage space with their old couches, hockey sticks, clothes, photos. They get storage stuff to store stuff when maybe we should get rid of stuff.
Exactly.
Is that the message there?
That is so true. I mean, I couldn't believe the story myself, and especially how much these storage units cost. These units, they can come climate controlled and everything.
Oh, yeah.
You're paying for all of that per month and over, you know, years. People keep these storage units 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and they think that it's an extension of, like, their living room or their attic or garage, so they become attached to it.
Uh-huh.
But that money really starts to add up.
Okay.
All right. You don't have to face it, and it's away from your space, and you're decluttered. It feels good, but you're right. Those bills can add up.
I once told my boss, my mentor, Jim Turpin, that after we got married, I wasn't going to accumulate things. And he looked at me and said, that's not going to happen. Well, he's right. It's what happens. But
you're going to accumulate more stuff.
Yeah, it's quite the phenomenon. All right, your book is available where?
It's on Amazon.com, Thrive Affordably. I'm on Twitter at Jay Streaks, Instagram at Jennifer Streaks, and, you know, just look out for my tips anytime you can find them.
You live in Washington, D.C.?
I am. I'm in Washington, D.C. I'm in New York all the time.
All right.
Those are expensive places, yeah, I tell you what.
Yeah, yeah. You need to write.
Yeah, definitely.
You need, to, you need to buy her book and help Jennifer. Thank you for your time. Nice meeting you.
Thank you so much.
Jennifer Streaks is her name.
Mm-hmm.
Thrive Affordably. So if you were to take a log of every penny,
yeah,
it'd be pretty illuminating.
And Tim in Ogden says, isn't it cheaper these days for a single person to eat out their meals? I mean, the dollar menu and water.
Well, you don't.
I'm telling you, you can rock that.
You don't want to eat that all the time.
Okay.
I mean, that's bad for you.
Yeah, I know, but still, it's affordable and
it
it's
is.
Instant.
But you can go and still, you know, when I bought macaroni and cheese in college, it was 41 cents.
Uh-huh.
It's like 80 now. It's still
right.
Not bad.
Yeah, right. Same with the ramen noodles and all
well,
that.
Well, and you want to, you can, it costs more to eat really well for healthy-wise.
That's right.
But, again, Nathaniel, my son, moving to Chicago in a week, starting his first job at Opus, which is a big construction firm. He's a master's in civil engineering.
Okay.
So work in Chicago, and he has a budget. He has exactly what he plans for each column. Good for him.
Well.
That's great.
That is great. Well, let me finish Tim's thought before you rewound on me.
Yeah.
He said the single person to eat out their meals than it is to shop at the grocery store, and the grocery store portions are geared towards families.
You can buy. I mean,
and I'm thinking at the deli, you can just get a scoop of potato salad.
Well, you don't go to the deli and get. You go buy the potatoes and make your potato salad.
Okay.
That's the whole idea.
That's kind of a pain.
But if you go buy it by the pound, it's more expensive. You go buy a whole bag of potatoes, then you peel them and you make your own.
And there lies my problem of where my money goes.
Well,
okay.
you would probably be surprised, and I know that it's only $11.99 at a time. But if you wrote that down for a month,
right.
It'd be pretty interesting. And you know, it's nothing against going out.
Right.
It's just how often do you go out?
Exactly.
And then I use Radio Refunds a lot.
Yeah.
Because you can get half off a lot of our stuff.
I mean, Scotty's Brewhouse right now,
yeah.
50 for 25.
Well, and we had three of us, and I had a $50 gift card, and we spent $52.
Uh-huh.
And I spent $25.
Wow.
So I'd say that's a good value for three people. Anyway, to watch all of that, and, you know, I'll go through a week, and I'll have the same amount of money in my pocket. But then, you know, weekends come, and you end up spending it.
I know that. And there are ways to stay social. I tell Gabby if she goes out with her college friends, get water instead of pop or drinks and things like that.
Well, there's that. But, again, you get out. And generally speaking, I'll spend a lot, you know, when you get into the moment of excitement and stuff.
Yeah.
I did that with the dog sledding. Yeah. We'll never do it again.
I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
But
so why not spend the $500?
It was more than that.
Oh, my.
Dog sledding for six and a helicopter ride
gotcha.
To get to the dog sled? That's just one
twice
of those.
Twice that, at least.
Oh, no. This was a lot of money.
Okay.
But I'll never do it again.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying that sometimes you spend when you shouldn't, but you know it's the moment, and you're never coming back, and this is it.
Yep.
So you do it.
Okay.
Okay.
You got to splurge everywhere.
That's right. But, again, you should have a handle on where the money's going.
Exactly.
And, unfortunately, a lot of folks do not. And it feels better to at least have an idea, and then you can address it if it's a real problem, because
mm-hmm.
if you spend more than you make, it's a problem at some point.
That's right.
And the credit cards are just a really bad idea. Do you know that if you
have... They rein those in, though. Now it's hard to get them, man.
Well,
it's hard to
it
increase your limit.
It should be, but if you ask for a limit entry, it hits your credit.
It does.
Your credit score, which is very important, gets hit every time you ask for a rate increase.
That's right.
It'll hit it and probably knock it by 10, 12, 15 points.
So you got to think about that.
You got to think about when you want to
buy a house or a car.
But if you have a $2,400 balance and you charge $800, all $800 that you just bought is... You charge interest on it.
Right.
So if you buy a $200 item, 18% interest goes the day you buy it
mm-hmm.
because you have a balance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I knew that. So anyway, the interest will eat you alive. If you ever have the courage to look at what you spend on credit card interest, it'll hurt you.
That's right.
843.
Check out these local favorites to satisfy all your date nights, family nights, and friend get-togethers.
El Toro, serving all your favorite Mexican dishes. Locations in Champaign, Urbana, Rantoul, and St. Joe.
V Picasso, looking for a date night or a ladies' night with your friends? V Picasso will be your new favorite farm-to-table stop with plenty of wine to keep things light. Now offering lunch. Visit them on Facebook.
The Pink Pig, homegrown barbecue favorites in Ogden. Small town restaurant with a big city taste. For a list of favorites and more information, check them out on Facebook.
Kids are ready to learn. The school bells are ringing, parents are singing, and some kids are clinging to mom and dad. But most are back in school ready to learn. And West Main Dental, Illini Smiles Dental, and Angel Smiles Dental have a few tips to keep your students' smiles bright and healthy.
Exams detect early decay and infections, so schedule an appointment every 6 months. The state requires students entering kindergarten, second, sixth, and ninth grade be examined.
Don't wait until kindergarten for an exam. Bringing your child in with you during your exam will make them feel more comfortable when they get into the dentist chair for the first time.
Regular checkups are a great way to avoid toothaches that can hinder your child's attention, their overall learning, and their attendance in school this year.
Kids that play sports can cause damage to teeth if injuries occur. If your son or daughter plays sports, West Main, Illini Smiles, and Angel Smiles Dental encourage your students to wear mouth guards while participating.
Consider orthodontics. Braces can strengthen teeth and increase self-esteem during and after the school year.
Google West Main Dental, Illini Smiles Dental, or Angel Smiles Dental so you can have the best smile and make this the best school year yet.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Yeah, my mom just went to Ireland with Larry Canfer.
Oh, nice.
On a Stevie J travel trip.
I didn't realize she was on board.
She loved it, but to go, just to give you an idea of where the credit card companies are.
Yeah.
My mom has a credit card. She thought, well, maybe I ought to get a second credit card and got turned down. The reason she got turned down is she's not very good for their business. Oh, you don't have enough. She doesn't have recurring debt. They don't want you. They want me. That's who they're looking for. They want people that carry a balance and can make them a fortune.
Uh-huh.
My mom doesn't have a credit card balance. She got turned down.
I see.
Why are you going to help me? Why would I possibly give you anything if you pay it back?
That's not right.
It's awful.
I give Margaret a card.
It's she's not good for their
I'll
business.
I'll give her my card, and she can spend the $50 I have left till I reach the limit.
846.
St. Louis Cardinals starting a series against the San Francisco Giants. It's their last home game at Busch, so enjoy.
Home series. They got six in a row coming up at Busch, and then they go to Wrigley to close the season.
That's right. So let's get your Redbird recap.
Good morning, everyone. The Cardinals back on the field tonight at Busch Stadium. Just one final homestand of the 2018 regular season. The Giants in town for three beginning tonight. Then the Milwaukee Brewers. Tonight it's John Gant on the mound against Madison Bumgarner, Wainwright, and Rodriguez. Scheduled for tomorrow, Michaelis and Suarez on Sunday. Game time is 7:15 tonight. That means I have Ameren Total Access at 6:20. The Cardinals remain in the second wild card spot in the National League after taking two of three from the Atlanta Braves. Here is Cardinals manager Mike Schilt on Fox Sports Midwest.
That's kind of what we want to do, right? We win series, we'll be fine. So great series. You know, again, tying run to the plate in the night on the road. Two out of three against the club leading their division. I feel pretty good about it. Look forward to going home and playing the Giants.
We'll talk to you tonight for baseball on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
Let's go.
Cubs have a game against the Southsiders. Not in Kaminsky. I can't remember. Bankrate, maybe?
Whatever it's called. It's Kaminsky Park.
Okay.
That's what it is.
310 on US 105.9.
It's a Sears Tower. Sorry.
You're right.
Sorry, Willis.
Exactly. 6-10 on Saturday, 1-10 on Sunday. You'll hear the Cubs take on the White Sox series on US 105.9. White Sox could be tired after 11 innings, beating Cleveland 5-4 yesterday. In NFL action, the Bears and Arizona Cardinals will be going at it on Sunday. Browns beat the Jets yesterday. Browns haven't had a win since 2016.
Yep, here they go.
Illinois, number 10, Penn State, 8 o'clock tonight. Nittany Lions, 28-point favorites at this time. Hall of Fame induction ceremony at 2 o'clock tomorrow, free at the State Farm Center. Speaking of Hall of Famers, joining Tay and Karp on ESPN 93.5 on our Hall of Fame weekend special, Game Day Spirit hosting at Neil and Kirby. 4 to 6, Dave Downey, Darren Fletcher, and Dana Howard will be on the air with us. We also have Illinois volleyball in action, 11-0 on the season. 11-0 is Purdue's record. Purdue's number 16, Illinois volleyball at number 8. It's the Big Ten opener in West Lafayette. As we say, go Illini.
Go.
It's Unity and Olympia tomorrow at Memorial Stadium at 1. Thank you especially to Mumaw Trucking backing the Rockets along with Country Financial Agent Keith Garrett. And we've also got Rantoul and STM in the late game tomorrow night.
Okay. Check your weather for the weekend next.
Experience getting what you want.
CarMac Car Capital wants to clear out the 2018 models. So now is the time to save big on the Honda or Hyundai of your dreams.
Don't wait.
We're making room for the 2019 models, so come in for your great deal on a 2018 Honda or Hyundai. They're backed by CarMac's award-winning service and clearance price to move fast.
So hurry in at CarMac Car Capital, where our customers are
number one.
At Prospect Bank, we build lifelong relationships, one customer at a time. Hi, I'm Angela Carr, and I'm eager to help you secure your next business opportunity. As a commercial lending professional, I'll work with you, and together, we will build the business of your dreams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your weekend weather now, Diane Ducey.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good. As we get out of the rainy conditions this morning, make way for partly cloudy conditions and a low 53 into the evening tonight. Partly cloudy and a high 74 tomorrow, down to 48. 79 the high on Sunday, down to 56. Thunderstorms late on Monday, but still, this is a nice few days ahead. Temperatures currently at 74 on ESPN 93.5.
Reason that they're so careful, one of the reasons they're so careful, Jeff Flake is on the Brett Kavanaugh Judicial Committee as a Republican. And since they control, you have to have every committee member vote for Kavanaugh to move it to the full Senate for the vote. If you have one committee person that says no, it doesn't get to the full Senate for the vote. So they're mindful that Jeff Flake from Arizona, who's not running again, so he's out here in a month. They want to make sure he's happy, and he wants to hear from this accuser, which everybody seems to, and I think that's fine. But for the accused to make demands for her testimony is unheard of. You're not going to testify unless you get what now? You're negotiating? You're offered a chance to tell what happened. Alan Dershowitz said it's an affront on due process. Geraldo Rivera, these are two liberals, said this is just to delay the vote. It's all manipulated by the Democrats. That's what Geraldo Rivera says. Now, Dr. Ford's demands before agreeing to testify, number one, no lawyers doing questioning. Why not?
Right.
Number two, only members of Senate Judiciary Committee can question.
What if they're lawyers?
Good question. Number three, Kavanaugh cannot be in the room. That's fine. And number four, Kavanaugh must go first. That's a non-starter. It's all over if they stick to that, because if you're accusing somebody, you need to accuse them, and then the guy has a chance to respond.
And why can't Kavanaugh be in the room?
Well, maybe, you know, and a lot of times if people have been abused, they don't want to be around the guy because it makes them afraid. I was on a jury, and the woman kind of cowered because she'd been beaten up by the guy on video, by the way. And so she didn't feel comfortable. So I'm fine with that.
Okay.
But what I don't understand is you got to go first. Say what?
Right.
That's not how it works. There's no way I'd give into that. You can do it Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't care if it's Monday. We want to hear what you have to say. I don't know about no lawyers. I don't know even what that means. Why not? They're going to ask you lawyer-type questions.
Right.
You should be challenged.
Yes.
He should be challenged. You need to get some answers out
there. Agreed.
But to just accuse somebody and trash their life. I mean, what if the Democrats, Kirsten Gillibrand, they're just assuming.
I know.
He's a monster. They're talking about impeaching him if he gets in.
I mean, they're going to get votes in November, Stevie, if they take a stand and grow a backbone. That's what they're saying. Republicans need to grow a backbone.
Well, I'm telling you, if this gets the kibosh based on an accusation that can't be proven, this sets a bad precedent for other things later. I mean, and it's such a double standard. That's the whole problem, is you have to have equal justice under the law. Lady Justice has a blindfold on for a reason. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat. It doesn't matter if you're Republican. If you do wrong, you do wrong, and it's equal. It can't be because she's Hillary. It can't be because he's Keith Ellison, who's the second in charge of the entire Democratic Party, who has credible medical. And the woman that's been beat up by Keith Ellison came out again. Crickets. That's just not right. If you're going to, and Cory Booker wrote an article about unwanted groping he did to a woman in high school. That should disqualify him from office. It should disqualify him from running for president. I mean, if you're starting this, you have to be equal. And if accusations that make all these people come out and say, I believe her, he's a man, that's wrong. It's an accusation. There's no proof yet. So it's a horrible, horrible precedent to set. I hope and pray that doesn't happen. It's going to hurt our country. And no decent person will ever want to get involved in politics ever again if that's it. All you have to do is get rid of them and make a claim.
Well, and earlier in the show, you mentioned they looked at the yearbook, and there's a classmate of Kavanaugh's that looks a lot like him.
It's interesting that's out there, that it might have been somebody that looked like Kavanaugh.
That's right.
You know, maybe this happened to this woman. I'm not saying it didn't. I'm just saying that you can't trash a man's life and career based on just an accusation.
That's right.
There must be due process.
Especially after 3 decades.
There must be a presumption of innocence. That's the way the system works. All right, we're done.
All right.
The Jeremy Warner Show is next.
All right.
Go Illini.
Hall of Fame weekend.
You betcha. Thank you, Diane.
All right, enjoy your weekend.
That is Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. We'll be back Monday. We'll recap the weekend. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed weekend.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Join the effort to find a cure for Lou Gehrig's disease, or ALS. The second annual Champaign Walk to Defeat ALS is set for September 29th from 10 to noon at Meadowbrook Park in Urbana. Register today at web at alsa.org/Champaign Walk. No registration fee. Contributions provide no-cost services to patients and families living with ALS. Please go to web at alsa.org/Champaign Walk and join us on the walk to defeat ALS on September 29th at Meadowbrook Park in Urbana.
Hey, looking for ways to beat the heat? Arrowhead Lanes in Western Bowl are the premier bowling centers in Champaign, Urbana. They offer a wide array of options for bowling and entertainment needs, from cosmic bowling to black light miniature golf and mouth-watering homemade pizzas. Stay in your lane and enjoy the fun. Western Bowl on 1917 Francis Drive, or just steps away at 1401 North McKinley Avenue. Arrowhead Lanes, right off Prospect. Don't forget to ask Dave in the Pro Shop tips on a perfect score. See you there.
Calling all animal lovers, this year's annual Fur Ball is Friday, October 5th at the iHotel and Conference Center. The Fur Ball is a fun evening gala that features silent and live auctions, an exquisite jewelry raffle, a trip raffle with your choice of destinations, and a delicious dinner. The best part? It benefits the homeless animals in our area. Go to the Champaign County Humane Society's website at buhumane.org for more information or to purchase your ticket. Make Friday, October 5th a night to remember for you and the animals. Thank you to the generous sponsors, donors, and volunteers for making this event possible.
Illini fans, are you ready for game day in Liddyville? Get all your orange and blue gear from Game Day Spirit. Game Day Spirit is the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, providing all Illinois fans, alumni, and students with the best gear for the best team. Shop from a wide variety of t-shirts and sweatshirts, brands, and styles to help you support your Fighting Illini. Get your gear from Game Day and go Illini.
The sounds of
fresh meat grilling, the sounds of the marching Illini, and the sounds of Lovey Smith and his fighting Illini taking the field at Memorial Stadium. Ensure you have the best tailgate and get your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. They have fresh meat weekly, sausage, bacon, and eggs, too. It's local fresh meat from right here in Champaign-Urbana. The U of I Meat Sales Room, open Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1 to 5:30 p.m., and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Located off Florida on Maryland Avenue in Urbana, have the best tailgate this season when you buy your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
For three decades, generations of fans have turned to Cardinals Magazine for unbeatable variety and one-of-a-kind insight into Cardinals baseball. Why? Because where else can you find the stars of the present, heroes of the past, and faces of the future in every issue? Only in Cardinals Magazine. Let Cardinals Magazine help you experience this season like no other. Subscribe today at 314-345-9000 or at cardinals.com/publications.
Carpenters Local 243 in Champaign, Illinois wants to thank the contractors, developers, and business owners who utilize the skills and services of union carpenters on their projects. Carpenters Local 243 members are part of the world's highest skilled, most productive workforce. Members and contractors are committed to apprenticeship training and an ongoing journeyman skill advancement program. This provides the labor resources to ensure projects are completed. For a list of responsible contractors, call Carpenters Local 243 at 356-5463.
Hi, I'm Max with MX Electric. I wanted to take a moment to tell you about my company. I'm a proud veteran and I've been an electrician for over 23 years, serving the community for over 15. No matter the size of your electrical project, we want to be the company you turn to. Please call or text Nikita today at 217-359-7293 or visit us at mxelectric.net to schedule your appointment today. And always remember,
call us 217-359-7293.
Headphones, case, charger.
Walmart has everything.
Oh, you must love your phone.
Yeah, but I could use a break from my mobile bill.
Switch to Walmart Family Mobile. They have unlimited plans starting as low as $24.88 a month. I can double